Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
I must have been away too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
We were going to start with March Madness, but we have breaking news. Your favorite football player is now quarterbacking for your favorite football team. What say you?
Ooh, I like it.
Wait, you actually do like it?
I like it.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Giant,
Giants Nation. That's right.
So this is what I think it does. I still believe that number three, they're going to get Shedeur Sanders.
So three quarterbacks. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the move. The only thing this does is it gives you an insurance policy. So say, I think Cam Ward is 100% going number one to the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
You don't have a quarterback. That's going on. And any first round, any trades for the first pick, I heard they want minimum two first rounders. Nobody's going to give up their first rounder next year because that's the Arch Manning
right
sweepstakes. So assuming they go Ward, right? Two is Cleveland. They also need a quarterback, right? I've heard rumors that part of the Myles Garrett re-signing, the negotiation was Myles Garrett wanted them to draft Abdul Carter. So you would have a little help on that defensive line.
Okay.
So, but there is a chance, right? They need a quarterback. They don't have one. They have Kenny Pickett. And Deshaun Watson's not going to be ready. And he was probably the only quarterback worse than Daniel Jones last year.
Right.
So if they do take Shedeur Sanders, then you're at three. And then the story is, well, we have two quarterbacks, and now we have the best player available that's non-quarterback, right? So it's either Abdul or Travis Hunter. So they're covered. It's I think it's a win-win.
Yeah.
Joe Shane, he's a genius. He does everything right.
Now, the other thing is, if they do draft Shedeur and he absolutely stinks, then you wasted the pick, right? Like, you could have probably taken one of two players that could have been Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame players. So that's the one risk. But if you take Shedeur, he can sit for the whole year.
Yeah, like, I get the thought process. Like, it seems like they're trying to buy themselves, like, con Marin to give him more years. But if they go 5-6 and whatever, and they're out of the playoffs, like, someone else is going to be coaching Shedeur. So they're not even going to be able to coach this kid when he's playing.
Yeah, they almost – I said it during the season, too. Once they said that they're not going to fire these two, you should extend them. You should give them a one with an option of a two-year extension. So that they could build this thing the right way. Because they're going to make decisions based on trying to win games next year when really we need a future plan.
Yep. Yeah. Man, they're just lame ducks right now.
It's just interesting. Like, let's say they do draft Shedeur. You basically have three quarterbacks who all probably want to start, right? I mean, what a QB room that is. All those personalities are incredible.
I would guess Russell Wilson, based on what they paid him, is going to be the projected starter. But yeah, who knows? Jameis could definitely beat him out if he could limit the turnovers. What I also like is, say you go Abdul Carter, right? Say they want to go back to rushing the quarterback. With having Wilson for 1 year and Jameis for maybe 2 years, you could potentially draft a Milroe or a Kyle McCord and then have him sit for 2 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, really, really go through the process of.
So just to piggyback off that, just to piggyback off that, Josh, I don't think they're looking at a quarterback at three now.
Okay.
Yeah, because you know, they signed DeVito, Then they signed, I know DeVito's whatever, but they did sign him, right? So then they signed Winston. Then they signed Wilson. So that's three quarterbacks already in the room.
Yeah.
That tells me that they probably, and they did meet with these guys. Like, they met with all these quarterbacks. I think they probably met with these guys and were like, you know what? I'm not crazy about any of them. Wilson, he won five or six in a row in Denver a couple years ago. And then they got a divorce, and he ended up in last year in Pittsburgh, and he went to the playoffs with the Steelers, and he won in Seattle. So he's won everywhere he's gone. And comparatively speaking, the Giants probably haven't had a quarterback as good as him since Eli. And even Eli at the end wasn't that good, right? So he's probably the best quarterback the Giants have had in close to 10 years. So I do kind of like the signing in that sense. I'm glad they didn't get locker room throat cancer with Aaron Rodgers. So I thought that was a good move, like avoiding that. And then now you're sitting there, you can get the best player available, which I love. I think it's a good signing. I think they did a good job of, you know, just filling the room with quarterbacks, and now we can figure the rest out. And if they suck, okay, cool, you're at the top of the draft. And now you get your quarterback next year in what's shaping up to be a much better class. So I think they did good with this.
I wouldn't do this, but they could also even trade three and move backwards.
Yeah,
I don't love that.
I wouldn't rule that out.
That could definitely happen. Definitely happen. Yeah, I think Mara kind of made it clear to them, you have to win now. So drafting a quarterback and that being your guy, or even the back as a backup, was not in the plans. They're probably like, all right, we need win now quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's a really good point. That's a really good point, Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still strongly believe that they're trying to keep it under wraps and play things as close to the chest. I think they love Shedeur Sanders.
Okay.
All right.
And the reason I say that is they've been scouting him last. They were hoping he would come out last year so they could draft him later on. And then, I don't know, there's just a lot of weird things, like with him and the sneakers, the cleats, and then the way he like dapped up Dable, and the whole contingency went there to Colorado.
Neighbors
to talk
him and neighbors, having the
him
toss.
And neighbors in New York City. Yeah. When they sent the contingent, they sent the assistant GM to talk at one of Colorado's practices. I don't know.
And
I
then think Deion today too. Deion said he wanted to go to New York.
He wants New York.
Hopefully New York. Yeah, so I think it's there, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, trust me, I will be doing front flips if we get Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. That would be incredible.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll be happy no matter what. With those two, I guess. Yeah, I think the one downside is you draft Sanders and he stinks, and then you watch Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter have Hall of Fame careers.
Yeah, yeah. But either way, it sounds like you're getting, like, possibly the best player, like, one of the best players in the draft. I mean, you can argue that Hunter and Abdul Carter are probably one and two.
Let me turn it to you guys now. Would you guys take Shedeur Sanders at seven?
No, I don't think he's that good.
No. Yeah, I'm just not high on him. I don't know.
What about Dart?
I'm not
Dart. Not really. Not Zach cool. Wilson vibes. I like Ward and McCord. Those are my
Ward
guys.
And McCord. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with Paul. I, to be honest with you, I can't believe I'm saying this. Milrow is actually more intriguing to me than Dart or Sanders, only because of the Jalen Hurts project.
Hurts. Yeah.
That, Milrow's a freak, absolute freak of nature. But, you know, you'd have to ease him in. I wouldn't throw him to the wolves right away. So
yeah, right. Some of these guys, I think they benefit if they sat for 2-3 years. It sounds like a long time, but it worked.
Like,
right? Look at Aaron Rodgers. Look at him.
Anthony Richardson was ruined by the Colts just throwing him in there. Yep. And he was not ready at all.
They can't even trade him away.
No,
nobody wants him.
Yeah, yeah, and he's injury prone. Yeah, that's a disaster there. Now they're running with Danny Dimes. They won the dime sweepstakes. Yeah, so this is it's funny, the Giants for years were resisting black quarterbacks. Now they could have three. That's something. or whatever, Russell Wilson, he might be mixed, but whatever.
Look at us. Look how progressive we are.
Yeah, so
they have a very, very religious QB room. You have
yes, Jameis, that too.
Who's always including God and everything. Then you have Russell Wilson, who goes to midfield and is like praying
and that's praying true. For future touchdowns during the game. And
good call. Good call. I didn't think about that. It's so funny. Like the Giants, they kind of wasted their Hard Knocks, because Hard Knocks would have been amazing, especially if they end up drafting Sanders. That QB room is must see TV. Like you got to be, because for all we know, you know, Shador's very religious too. The three of them going to church, like how great would that be?
What do you think Winston feels like? He's like, you know, he knows it's a business. Or what do you think they told him when he signed? Like, you're gonna fight for, like, we're gonna get another vet.
I think so.
They probably told him that they're still waiting on Aaron Rodgers.
Like, yeah.
Jeez. Yeah.
So what happens when Rodgers just? I'm sure he's gonna go to Pitt, but if he decides not to play football next year, retires.
Yeah. What's Pitt gonna do?
What does Pitt go? What does Pitt do?
They're fucked.
The draft. There's no one.
Kirk Cousins. The draft.
What pick do they have?
21. I mean, they're the playoffs. So.
So late.
Yeah, I want to say 21.
20s. 20s for sure.
20s. Yeah.
20s.
Yikes. Yikes. Yeah. I mean, at that point, you know.
The one thing I read a stat that really kind of put things in perspective for how bad the quarterback play has been. So. Jameis Winston threw 300 yards three times last year, and he was tied for third. So only two others threw for more 300-yard games. He threw for three.
Really?
The Giants had three in the last 5 years.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't had a top 35 quarterback since Eli retired. So having a guy like that could make, like, I'm not saying Wilson's elite, but could he be the 23rd best quarterback in the NFL? Like, you know, then I think that would be such a huge upgrade, especially with some of the weapons the Giants have and potentially adding more. I think, no, not that they're going to win the division. They're probably still coming fourth, but at least maybe they'll be watchable.
Yeah, like how many times they move the ball, but like once you're in the red zone, they can't score, or they can't even throw a deep pass. Like it's been abysmal. That's why I'm kind of excited for Jameis and Ross too. Let's see.
Yeah, no, definitely huge upgrade at quarterback, you know, regardless of who starts. So it's going to be very intriguing, leading up to the draft, obviously. But, yeah, that was a shocker. I did not see, after the Jameis signing, which was just a few days ago, I did not see them pursuing another vet quarterback. I thought they were for sure drafting one. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. And then, you know, Vikings, I guess, are going to roll with JJ, right? Since Rodgers isn't headed there. And what are the Raiders going to do? What's their plan? Quarterback.
They got Geno.
They got Geno. I'm sorry.
Geno.
Yeah, Geno.
Not. What team am I thinking of? Oh, no, I guess every team has a plan now. Never mind. I don't know why I forgot about Geno to the Raiders. Stick the football, or should we move on to? Because we want to lead with the tournament, NCAA tournament. But anything else on NFL trades, free agency, draft before we move on?
I think we're good. I think because the draft's in a month, so I'm sure there's going to be a lot of.
We got plenty of time. Yeah,
I think Diggs did sign with the Patriots also.
Yeah, insane deal. Glad you brought that
up. $800 million. Yeah,
Jesus. I mean, what the hell?
that was crazy.
Three years, what is it? 3 years, 70, 69 million or something?
Yeah.
With like 20-something guaranteed? Like, what?
in his 30s now, he's always a pain in the ass in the locker room, and he's coming off a torn ACL. Like,
okay. Yeah, that is reckless spending by the Pats. They never do that. Like, they never do that.
They're desperate now because no one, you know, they used to get all these people taking pay cuts to come play with Brady, and it's,
It's
over.
Well, I keep forgetting Vrabel's the coach there, so let's see how that goes. But, all right. So, March Madness.
Vegas recap, March Madness.
Yeah, so you guys had a very successful Vegas trip. Let's hear it. Any highlights?
I think we should start off by saying we're all pretty washed.
do tell what in bed by 11?
We could not get to 11 o'clock on the West
couldn't
Coast.
Couldn't get to 11. Okay.
We could not do it.
Oh, not even, I don't even think it was close. But I will say this, right? We were so jet lagged. Like, we were up so early, and we would start the day and get after it very early.
Everyone.
We'd be up early having breakfast, playing blackjack. Walking around casinos, doing things, going to pool parties. We did a lot. We like crammed everything in. But
yes.
Unfortunately, like we turned into pumpkins at like 10 p.m.
Yeah, like we had, like, the last night we had a Golden Steer reservation, which was like a really hard one to get. It's like the oldest steakhouse in Vegas. And we all looked, it was 9 o'clock reservation. And we all looked at each other and we're like, it was like 5 p.m. I was like, probably like 7 or 8 tequilas from the blackjack table deep.
Jesus.
And like, we're all looking at each other like, is this going to happen? Like, are we, let's be realistic.
It also didn't help that everybody had super early flights. Everyone except for me, that you had to be up at like 4 or 5 a.m. for. So we're like, how are we going to go to 9 p.m. dinner? We're going to get home at 1 a.m. and then go to the airport. Like, so.
You guys all flew back different flights?
Yeah.
Well, sure.
PNA was on a 14 flight connector. I think he still might be in Minnesota.
Yeah, that's a PNA special for sure.
Nice. Oh, man.
But the first day we got there, we went to this place called The George, which was on Fremont in a casino that I'd never heard of, right? And we had a minimum spend there, but it was really a really nice place. It was beautiful, TVs everywhere. It was a great food, great spot to watch the game. The only thing is, like, the minimum spend, I think, was like 400 a head. So let's call it 4812. It was like $1,600, and we just couldn't get there. I just kept ordering lamb chops, and I kept asking the lady, "How much more do we have to spend?" And she's like, "We got another 900 left." I was like, "All right."
So what happens if you don't spend it? Like,
you don't have to spend it. You can just eat it. But we're kind of like,
but
let's
that's
try to
that's
get
the
there,
minimum.
You know?
That's the minimum that they'll charge you, no matter what.
Yeah,
okay,
yes, exactly.
Okay.
Like 10 orders of lamb chops and 14 desserts later, Mike starts ordering $70 shots.
I was wondering, was that when you guys kept sending us pics of food?
Yeah, that was there. That was there.
Yeah, I was wondering. I was like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. How are you eating all this?
Sorry, I guess we'll get another shrimp cocktail.
Nice.
And bottles of Prosecco, this, that, and the third. But that was a great spot to watch the game. So we ended up.
I guess they figure people are gonna like eat so much, like, and just like kind of not get their money's worth, right? So
it definitely works out. It definitely pays off for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was cool. Like, this casino is probably, it's a brand new casino. It was probably built. It's built for the locals, so it's off the strip. It's probably a 20-minute drive away.
Oh wow!
So it's like just surrounded by the mountains. And
it's beautiful.
And what was nice about it, it's brand new. It's beautiful. The food's great. TVs everywhere. The setup was incredible. And then you go out into the casino, and they have, like, affordable tables. So, like, $15 blackjack tables on a Thursday night. Whereas the price at, say, Bellagio, the minimum is $50.
Right.
Okay.
So it was pretty good. Really cool.
Interesting. So you guys stayed off the strip.
No. We stayed on the strip, but we went to this place.
Got it. Okay.
Just to reserve a place to watch, like, the first night.
Got it. Okay. And then
so next morning, I ended up going to the gym at the Fountain Blue, which was the nicest gym I've ever been to in my entire life.
I'm sure Fountain Blue.
I couldn't believe it was a hotel gym. It was like. They had every piece of equipment. They had turf. They had cardio overlooking the strip. They had like four rooms. They had like a Pilates room. It was really cool. It was a really nice gym.
Every time sweat dripped, someone came over and like wiped it.
Yeah, might as well. Exactly. It might as well have been the case. There was like four people work in the front. It was like 5 a.m. There's four people up front. I'm like, holy shit.
People handing you Saratoga waters.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay. And then you went to that pool party.
So we end up at the pool party. Yeah. Our minimum at the pool party is 3,000, which was not hard to get to,
right?
Because a bottle of Casamigos was $800.
Jeez.
I think a bucket of beer was $250. Nachos were like $100. So it marked everything up.
It's so stupid. Yeah, it's crazy.
But our section was actually, I'm looking around because our section was probably the cheapest section there. There's, you know, there's a $100,000 section, there's a $50,000 section, $25,000 section. So, but yeah, it was really cool. We were there was maybe three girls in the whole place, which is fine. Nice. They had a little betting station that we're going to, and it's really funny. I bumped into some guy at the betting station that was from upstate New York. That was a huge Pearl Jam guy. We started talking, right?
Nice.
He was a nice guy, and I felt bad because I gave him. He's like, I don't know anything. What should I bet? And I gave him four losers.
I'm like, oh no!
This guy probably fucking hates me. I'm like, you need to bet Grand Canyon today. He's like, okay.
Grand Canyon. They
looked like 45 got points.
Destroyed. Yeah. Poor Ryan. Was he bummed? That was like his big pick, right?
Yeah, but he actually ended up, like, he had so much action on them that he was, like, betting Maryland, just, like, even it out. So I think he did all right, actually, on it.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like you guys overall did very well.
So let me tell you. I think what it was is it's all feeling. Like, it's a feeling about the games and whatever's going on. I'll give you the prime example. Like, Saturday morning, like, me and Adam are just, like, sit in the room, we're talking, and then I look at him, I give him a look, he's looking at me, and I'm like, I got an idea. And Adam goes, I think I know what you're thinking, and I don't think we should say it out loud, but I'm in agreement. And I was like,
that's exactly what happened.
Razorbacks.
And my next words were, fade St. John's.
Yep. Yep. That was sharp.
We did that with a lot of teams. Like, it was just like, oh, we feel really good about BYU. I Mike watched Michigan a lot this year, and he's like, I just really like Michigan. We got, I won't say lucky. We had feelings, and we just let them ride. We made a couple mistakes here and there, like UNC tripped us up. But otherwise, I mean, I'll tell you what, in the Midwest. And in the East, I lost two games, one in each section combined.
Wow.
I'm in third place.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously out. I'm a homer. Bet with my heart, not my head, and had St. John's going all the way. Yeah, it was stupid. Either way, I would have probably had them going Elite Eight. Yeah, just their two best players didn't show up. You know, Richmond in foul trouble, RJ Lewis, just terrible game, absolute stinker. And they were still in it, but, you know, Arkansas pulled away. And Cal gets the best of Patino. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fried Calipari.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
they...
I saw that too, and that bothered me. I'm like, all right.
Well, you're a Cal guy. You like Cal, so that makes sense.
I like Cal, but like, I
like Cal.
I thought it was too much, you know what I mean? St. John's, they had a really good year, but they didn't play the SEC. You know what I mean?
Right. That's true.
It felt like St. John's didn't really have like a lot of like basketball players on the team.
Well, they can't shoot, and I knew that
in. Like, it seemed like a super athletic team, well coached. They pressed. Like, I feel like as good as this team was this year, this might be like the worst iteration of them for the next 5 years because I think they could get really good.
Yeah, yeah. Like they already they met with someone today. I saw. Some rumor, someone really good. I already forgot. But yeah, Patino's gonna get guys. But yeah, they just couldn't shoot. But they were hanging tough. I didn't realize that Patino and Cal really don't get along. I guess that goes back to the Kentucky days. You know, rivals there.
Yeah,
they probably know. They probably have dirt on each other. You know what I mean? They probably know things. They go way, way back, like to the 70s.
Yeah, it goes back to the UMass days. I heard.
No, way back, like the 70s. I heard that Cal was like a player at some camp where Patino was a counselor. Yeah, this goes way back. So who knows? Paul probably knows. Paul, tell us what's the dirt you got? What did you hear on the street?
I don't know, like how. What it goes back to the origination of it, but for sure, it picked up, you know, with what you call it, Kentucky and Louisville.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
That really escalated it then.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. College basketball is huge in that state. You know,
supposedly Patino didn't really give Calipari a
a glowing recommendation for the UMass job, and he ended up getting it anyway, and he found that out.
Oh, okay.
Ah, okay.
That makes sense. Okay. But they, you know, they you know, gave each other props and whatnot. And...
I don't know what it is. I won't say it's because of Vegas, because we usually go somewhere every year. Like last year, we went to Atlantic City, and, you know, we it's been a couple of years. But this tournament feels really good this year. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the games have been really enjoyable.
Well, people were hating on the first 2 days.
Because there's no upsets.
No upsets.
Like,
yeah.
I like that because it's all the good teams are left.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
I was just going to say, there's no like a lot of times you're like, oh my God, I love this team. They're so fun. And then you end up with like McNeese State against Norfolk in like rounds.
Yeah.
Like, what are we going to watch here?
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Versus now, like Duke, Alabama, still in like there's a lot of really good matchups coming up. So
absolutely. Yeah. No, and that's what you want, right? I mean, I think people get down on college basketball because it's like, oh, there's no players don't stay anymore or they don't go to college. And so, you know, how do you fix that? It's like, well, at least you have good teams, good coaches, you know, which we do have still. So, yeah. So I definitely agree. Well, what were the best games? I mean, I thought like day one or was it day two? I think it was Friday. We had, what was that, Baylor, Mississippi State?
That was a great game.
That was a great game.
That was great. That was really
good. Yeah, we were in the pool for that.
Yeah, that was
day two.
That was the first game on that parlay I tailed juice.
The two best games were probably the Maryland game where Queen hit the game winner.
Yeah.
And then also the Florida UConn game was crazy too.
Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah, that Clayton kid is awesome.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, and then do you think that was a travel Queen Maryland? I didn't think so.
I didn't think so.
Nah.
Yeah, everyone was saying travel. I didn't think it was travel. It was a crazy shot. But
he's got incredible touch.
Yeah, that was a wild shot. I'm like, what? yeah, so we got some great matchups. I'm looking at it now.
Now let me ask you guys this.
Yeah.
You guys watch pretty much every game. Can Duke be beat?
Oh yeah. I don't think so.
They
look really good.
They look like a wagon. I have a feeling BYU is going to upset Alabama. There's something special about BYU right now.
I love the Russian kid. He's like Russian Josh Giddey, and he's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Igor.
Yep. Igor.
I think Michigan could take down Auburn. I don't know. I don't know anything.
When they showed Jimmer Fredette in the stands, I was like, yeah. BYU by a million.
Yeah, I saw him. I think Katie and I were watching when they showed. I was like, oh, you know, he's Glens Falls kid. She's like, what? Who? I'm like, Jimmer.
Yeah,
he used to play at the
prison over there.
Yeah, yeah. So BYU, great. Yeah. So it's been fun. Been a fun tournament.
I think Duke can beat like 11 NBA teams right now.
Maybe.
Like 11, the 11 teams that are trying to lose right now, I think Duke could beat.
So you guys all think Duke's they're taking. I mean, Paul, I know you like Bama.
I like Auburn more now. Bama was before the year, but I think Auburn can play with them. But I mean, Duke's the best team for sure.
Florida's good too.
Florida's very good, very very good. The only thing with Duke, their competition throughout the year, I think that could catch up to them. Who have they really played and beat so far?
Right, right.
You know,
like
Baylor. I mean, they're a 9 seed. They got the Edgecombe, but you know, it's they got to play these top teams first too.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's true.
What about does Houston have a shot?
They can't score enough, no.
No? Okay.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my pick. Auburn can score. They're deep, play really good defense. But I don't know who's going to guard Flag, though. You know, Broome's got, like, feet like lead, so.
I got Michigan State in my bracket. I'm not feeling great about.
Yeah.
They're tough, man. They're always tough.
They are tough.
It's tough to bet against them.
Izzo. Yeah. It's so funny, though, how much Michigan State is hyped up and – they have like one title to show for it, like the Izzo Michigan State.
Yeah,
with Rothstein, he does that stupid thing. Like for every coach, like when a team wins, they have like the slogans or whatever.
For
Izzo, January, February, Izzo. Like, shut up! He's got one title.
Yeah,
80 years has been there.
That's it.
I'm sorry, no,
The Flintstones, right? Was that team? The right
Charlie Bell, Mateen Cleaves.
Yeah,
those guys. Yeah.
Who's the lefty? Who was the lefty?
Morris, Mo Pete.
Yeah, Mo Pete. Yep. Was that the team that won? They won the title, right?
Or they did.
Yeah.
Did.
Yeah. Like a million years ago. So
that was 2000, I think, two. Yeah. It was back there.
Yeah, it's over 20 years ago. But
yeah,
I mean, they're competitive. I guess that's
they're good. Yeah. They're always good.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. So
year 2000, not even 2002.
Oh, God.
Yeah, 2002 was Maryland.
Twin Towers.
Juan Dixon.
Wow.
Lonnie Baxter.
My God.
Steve Blake.
Blake. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They should be talked about in the same wind as St. John's. It's the last time St. John's was good.
Yeah. God. Right.
Yeah.
That's got to be terrible. Like, they won 30 games, Big East, you know, best team in 25-something years, and you lose in round two.
Yeah, it's brutal. I mean, Lewis, what was the reason why Pitino benched him? I mean, just to...
He was 3 of 17.
I mean, he was terrible, but, like, that's Big East player of the year. I agree.
I'd let him play.
Let him play.
He got you there. Yeah.
I don't know. You're damned if you do, damned if you... I was thinking the same thing. Like, he was John Starks game, which was ironic because I compared that St. John's team to the 90s Knicks. They were like, no talent, really.
Good comp.
Just athletes playing defense, and that's it.
Yeah. And a lot of bricklayers.
Oh, they can't shoot.
Shoots like Starks. Pat Riley left Starks in. If he'd taken him out, maybe they win the championship.
Yeah. Is Lewis going to come
back? I don't know.
He had to delete his social media.
I heard.
Because he was getting all this stuff.
People
so
are nuts.
He might transfer. Who knows?
Really?
But
oh God,
he might. Man, it's like bad. It's tough to
play at the Garden. I mean, all right. I mean,
Zuby will be back. The big guy. He's the man. He's good.
Yeah, he's good. I like the Portugal guy. The Portuguese guy.
He's gonna be very good. He's only a freshman.
Yeah,
6'10".
And then Richmond, I think, could be an NBA player. He's just got to get better.
He hasn't.
Jumper.
He's been the same since he was a freshman at Syracuse. He can drive, plays great defense, but he plays kind of lazy, and he can't shoot. Like, he had 5 years to become a shooter. It's like, come on, bro.
Yeah, he can't shoot. He's got to improve that. But he's got the body. I mean, he's athletic. He can defend.
Yeah, he's like a little shy Gilgeous-like vibes.
Yeah.
Right? But
yeah.
He just can't shoot.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yep.
They'll be back, though. They're gonna get a lot of... portal guys coming in for sure.
Oh yeah, all they gotta be like is, you know, all Pitino has to do is sell, I'm Rick Pitino, you play at Madison Square Garden. Like,
yeah, and you got the vitamin water money coming.
You got you got Rapoli, he's gonna give you big bucks, you're good. Anything else on March Madness?
The sushi restaurant at the Bellagio is the bomb.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the roll there? What's the best roll? Did you have a favorite?
They had a steak appetizer that was one of the best steaks I ever had.
Okay.
And all the rolls were good. We were just eating kind of basic sushi. It was delicious, so fresh.
Ugh, nothing better. That's awesome.
What was the drink of choice? Adam, you were tequila. Josh was Coors Light.
I drank tequila, Prosecco. I at the pool, I drank Makers all day. I had 400 dessert drinks.
Makers at the pool. I love it. That's gangster right there.
Makers on the rocks.
That's gangster right there.
I love it.
Makers
on
the rocks. It's amazing. I love it. Nice. Anyone, you know, get a little too crazy? Any funny stories, or you know, what stays in Vegas happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? Is that how we're gonna roll?
It was a pretty mellow crew.
Pretty mellow. Okay.
Yeah. Nothing really.
Yeah. Happened. No drama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any celebrities you run into? Was there anything going on like that?
Yeah. Any celebs?
I didn't see any.
No.
No. No. I was trying to think. No.
Nothing. Wow. I figured Vegas March Madness would be, you know.
Our friend Jagoda, he's probably the most famous person. No, I don't know.
Wait, you saw
there
him?
Was he's a, there he's was out a guy there. At the roulette table for like 3 days straight. that was like up and down $60,000 or $80,000, and he was just screaming, but like in the most outlandish way, and it was delightful. We were playing blackjack over by him a couple times, and it just I couldn't take my eyes off him. He was my idol.
Love it. Legends.
Yeah, that's great. All right. All right. So what's the plan? I mean, did you guys discuss next year or too soon?
Yeah.
We've been talking about Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay?
Because so you could stay at the Hard Rock there, which is a casino, right?
Yeah.
They have a sports book. And also, it's actually a site for games in the first round. So we were thinking we could go to a couple of games.
Okay.
Yeah, so maybe go to a couple games, hang by the casino, hang by the pool. The weather's
going to the games is incredible, especially if you have good seats. Like when we were in Des Moines, Iowa, we sat behind the band, but it is awesome, awesome.
Yeah,
a lot of fun.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to be up here next year. They're in Albany every few years, so okay, Tampa Bay. Who knows? Maybe one of these years I'll get to one of these. Hopefully, so. Cool.
Yeah. Next year. Let's get this book early. That way you guys can get on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should all go. Yep.
Yeah. So. All right. What should we? What else in the wild world of sports? I guess NBA. NBA gets kind of outshined this time of year a little bit. You know, towards the end of the season.
You know what? I'll say this. You guys were going crazy about. Former Knicks player, now his name's leaving me, going nuts. Who went off the
Grimes,
shooter?
Grimes.
Quentin Grimes, right?
Yeah.
And he's posting, what, 5-6 games in a row, doing amazing, 46 points one night. I still think he sucks.
Why?
Yeah, no, this is a March fraud run, totally, I agree.
Yeah, this is like March. This is how, like, Tyler Johnson got an insane contract. Alan Crabb, like all these losers, they just suck.
Well, yeah,
he's gonna get a monster contract, and he stinks.
Yeah, I mean I think Obi had a few 40-point games this time of year, right? A few years ago with the Knicks, and we were all like going gaga. Yeah, no, you're right. It's fraud season.
Like the NBA doesn't matter in March; it's almost forgotten.
Like it's the worst month ever.
It really is.
Yeah, it sucks. You know, like the Knicks have been on kind of like a rough go here, but it's like, does it matter? Like, I don't know. Like, no Brunson, obviously. So I don't know. I'm liking watching Kolek play, get some minutes here.
Yeah, he looks good.
He looks good. About time he gets some playing time here. Deuce out now, you know. So, but yeah.
Daddy A.
Well, I don't know if has he gotten it. Well, I heard.
I think they recalled him.
Okay, McCullough, I guess he was, I think, is he on the bench tonight? I think he was, I heard he's back from injury. But
yeah, he's been getting triple-doubles in G League. Like,
yeah,
constantly.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously doesn't mean much there. So yeah, not much with the NBA. We still got like 10 more games left, right?
About 10.
So... not much there. Baseball starting soon. Not too much
Thursday.
Hype. Yeah, opening day. Not too much hype, I feel like, at all. Which is kind of surprising because I thought the playoffs were a banger this past year. So I thought there'd be a little bit more hype. But
they're starting it too early. You got the middle of the March Madness going on. It's cold. You know, it's a summer. It's a summer sport.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
For sure.
Like, would all of us want to go to a game in like 40 degrees in April, late March? Like, it's
no. Yeah, no. I mean, I'll always watch opening day, but yeah, after opening day, I'm like, back to basketball. You know, it's like I don't really start to care really until after basketball's over. So yeah. Geez, what else? Not much else going on.
Yeah, just a tourney.
Yeah.
Come back Thursday. I'm laughing because I'm watching. They have like this special on ESPN2. It's SportsCenter special. Mike Tannenbaum's mock draft.
Oh, God.
And one of the guys is Matt Miller. And you know how like when they go to the guys and you get to see like their office space behind them? He just has a collection of Stephen King books.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. So strange. What the hell?
It's like the BD Love, right? How many Stephen King books does BD Love have? Well, probably.
You know
a bunch.
What? he used to have a ton. I think he gave him away. Now it's just straight history. It's like all history books.
Oh, but history. Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I remember that. It was like a lineup of Stephen King books.
Yeah, I remember there was a ton.
Yeah, it's good. It's interesting. I'm like, what?
It's so funny. Like, Wait, go ahead.
Like reading a horror book, I can't picture that. You got to see it. You have to have images, right? You have to feel like your music. You got to feel like the vibe of a book. What do you? Well, I don't know how to read. I don't know how to read, so I don't know.
I've read a couple of Stephen King books, but the horror ones I can't get into.
So Stephen King is personally, in my opinion, brutal to read. It's hard because it's like he goes off on these tangents. Like he'll start talking about a certain story. And then there'll be like a flashback and it'll go into another story. And that's like 50 pages of that. And then it comes back to the original. Confusing. I don't know. I'm not a fan of his writing style.
It's just so random. Like these NFL analysts, they usually have like helmets of teams they rooted for or former, you know, signed jerseys or even books on like motivation or athlete. This guy is just analyzing NFL Combine and straight horror from Stephen.
I love it. I love it.
Stephen King, he's a pretty funny Twitter follow. He's all he does is just like he like hates Trump.
Oh, he's super political.
Yeah, he's got like crazy TDS. He's just every post is just about Trump. How much he hates Trump? It's like, dude, yeah. You write about like murdering kids. Like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
You know what, though? Shawshank.
Oh, was that Stephen King?
Stephen King, yeah. Shawshank.
Oh, wow. Why do I, like, that's not really a horror film.
He did Shawshank?
I did not know he wrote Shawshank.
Yeah, it's his book.
Wow.
Wow.
So that was, like, his only, like, non-horror book, I'm assuming?
He's got another one. I think it was called Elevate or something like that I read that was a short read that was decent. But, yeah, other than that, I'm with you. I don't really love him.
So. Yeah.
How old is he? He's got to be, like, 90. He's old, man.
He's definitely up there, yeah. Minimum 70s. Maybe a little bit older. Creepy looking.
I think
it looks so gangly.
Yeah.
The books that people have turned into movies, like those movies are good, I think. Horror movies.
Yeah, I mean it he did obviously The Shining. What else?
You guys ever how about Thinner? You guys ever
Thinner?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a wild one, yeah.
There's
a bunch like that.
There's so many
Pet Cemetery, right?
Pet Cemetery. Yeah, there's so many. I'm blanking now, but all right. What else? I mean, should we just get into? I hate to say it, Adam.
No, do it up.
Is there anything else before we get into White Lotus? I mean, anything else we're watching that you know, people, you know, Running Point? Did everyone watch Running Point?
Ooh. Running Point, amazing.
I checked it out.
Did you watch the whole thing, Adam?
You like it?
Yeah. Marielle liked it, so I was into it.
Juice, you haven't watched it?
Nah.
So good.
It's an easy watch. It's an easy watch.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. What was it like? Not even half-hour episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great. Really good. And it's coming back. Another season, so pretty pumped. I mean, it's pretty much based off the Lakers, right? So.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
For the most part. I mean, Adam, if you want to stay,
do you think I'll check this out as soon as I catch up? Fucking Apollo, I swear.
So they only got one episode up?
Yeah, right. No, right now they have episode one and episode three. They skipped two.
What?
Jeez.
Yeah, so I gotta figure something out here.
Okay. All right.
But yeah. All right, guys.
All right.
Bye,
have
man.
A good night.
Later.
Peace.
You gotta watch Dope Thief on Apple.
What is it?
Dope Thief. It's the guy from Atlanta, the actor, like the chubby one.
Okay.
And the guy who played Pablo Escobar on Narcos.
Okay.
Really good actor.
They're
Philadelphia. Like they live in Philly and they pose as like DEA agents that just like rob drug dealers in Philly, but then they rob like the wrong one. And it's like a Nazi biker thing from like Boston. It's nuts. It's a really good show.
Oh, I like that.
It's okay. Their director is Ridley Scott.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's got to be good. I can't figure Apple TV out because I tried using my parents' Apple ID So I'm like logged in under like their account, but after watching one episode of something, I can't watch any more.
Yeah, I don't know what
you can't. You probably can't share, right? You can't share Apple.
No, that's Apple. You can't, and that's even Disney now. We got kicked off of Disney. We used to have it from like sharing, but now we can't even get Disney.
Yeah, they're all cracking down. Yeah, but Apple's what, like $10 a month? It's not terrible, right? Something like that.
No.
Because we tried watching Severance, because everyone's talking about Severance. So we watched the first episode. Yeah, definitely like a weird show. I mean, I'm not seeing like glowing reviews. Have you guys watched that?
I watched the first episode. It just was weird. I don't know.
Yeah,
very weird. I just wasn't into it.
Very weird. I mean, I'm intrigued by it, but yeah, I don't know. And then there's like a few other shows. I guess there's one with like Harrison Ford and Jason Segel. What's it called? I don't know. My dad was telling me about it. That's pretty good. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I might just bite the bullet and just pay for Apple, because that show sounds cool that you just mentioned. And then,
yeah, it's really good.
And then there's this one with Tom Hardy and Pierce Brosnan coming out. Was it like Mobland or it's called or something, or Mob something?
That's Paramount. It's Paramount.
Oh, it's Paramount. Yeah, that's another one I got to get. Ugh. It's like, it adds up all these.
It's too many. I know. That's what I'm saying. They're all individually, oh, it's not so bad, but. I don't know. It all adds up.
Yeah, then you get all of them, and it's like, yeah, it's like, my God.
Then you might as well be paying for cable.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, which I already am, so I can watch Knick games, and
right.
It's a pain in the ass.
Me too.
But, all right, so we're all caught up on
the finale, the Lotus.
On that's White Lotus.
The finale we're waiting for, yeah.
Holy shit. I mean, what the fuck? Incest was... not in the cards, even though I feel like after the first episode,
the first episode, yeah, it was like a weird vibe. It was just
First episode, there was some weird vibes. For
yeah,
sure.
So I guess we kind of knew something was coming, but Jesus, I mean that's.
But I thought it was going to be with the sister, and then I don't know. I was just like, I don't know.
Yeah,
because I thought they were like step siblings, right? Like the younger brother or the older brother. I don't know.
Okay.
And yeah, it just it went off the rails for sure.
That family is all fucked up. I mean, obviously you got the dad in, you know, financial trouble or just legal trouble in general. The mom, you know, who's like, I don't know, pill popper. Just
yeah.
Lorazepam.
Oh, Piper. Want to go to Taiwan.
That acting is so good.
Yeah, she might be my favorite. Like, not favorite, like that I like her. I think she's so funny every time she's on screen. Parker Posey, whatever her name is. The daughter sucks.
Yeah, she's...
Because she's normal.
Well, not just that, but, like, she fooled everyone. She said she was going to, you know, we're going to Thailand so I could write my thesis. She lied. And now you could clearly tell she doesn't want to. I feel like she's going to hate because she's staying over at the convent.
Monastery,
or whatever.
Convent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you could tell she's probably going to hate it. And then, you know, then what? So then they went there for like literally no reason because she wants to like stay there. Like, I don't know. There's just something about her. Like, she hates, I feel like, on her family because she thinks they're stuck up. But really, I feel like she's going to end up being like the stuck up one because she's not going to want to stay there because it's like dirty and, you know.
Right. I can see that.
I
don't know where it's going. There's so many different ways it could go.
Right.
You know, like so many people are just going to like explode.
Right.
The three women, they all hate each other.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I hate those women.
That whole thing is fascinating because, I mean, that's probably really how women are, right? Like friends. Like
the first episode they loved each other and now you see it.
Yeah, you could tell it was headed that way when they were all like two of them were like talking about the other one, and then
the Trump conversation.
There
was a few things.
Yeah, and then what's her face? Monahan, she ends up banging the what is with that, by the way? That like is that just like a
Valentine,
normal thing?
Valentine.
Yeah. Why is it that like everyone like so everyone gets like their own personal, I guess, butler, right, or whatever? But like, is that just like normal, just to like bang them? Like,
I don't know.
Because like you got that.
Oh, because the other lady, the lady in the
yeah,
I guess who's like chaperoning her.
Yeah,
per
se. Yeah. She ends up sleeping with that guy. Yeah, it's just kind of funny how they're all just like, and it's just like normal. Like you're just supposed to.
Yeah.
And then God, there's so many. Obviously, there's Walton Goggins' character Rick. He goes to Bangkok, and then you get Sam Rockwell with like the most epic monologue ever.
What?
Wait a minute!
What a conversation that was! I was not expecting. My jaw was dropped.
Yeah, my jaw. Like, well, yeah, and then now there's like the picture of Walton Goggins' character like with his mouth open. It's just like literally everyone watching that has that same expression.
Yeah, obviously. That was nuts.
I was talking to Pina about it today. He had to rewind it. He was like, "Wait a minute! Did I just imagine this?"
Like, yeah, because like
what?
Yeah, because you know people. You know, I hate to say it, but like sometimes, you know, you scroll down, you look at your phone, you're not paying attention.
Yep, yep.
So like, I bet so many people did that and they're like, wait, what? Wait, hold on. Let me go back.
Well, what's their relationship?
I think they're just old pals from back
they're
in the
They're old
States.
Friends. That's it.
And yeah, oh, I think okay. He owes them a favor, right? He owes them a favor.
Yeah, I guess. So I guess Rick is his name in the show, Walton Goggins' character. I guess he's supposed to be like a movie producer or something like that, or some Hollywood type guy, right? I think.
Yeah. He doesn't really disclose what he does. Remember they had the thing. I don't know.
Correct.
Kind of shady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he wants to, you know, kill that guy who, you know, who he thinks killed his father. I don't know if that's going to end up being the truth, but, and I guess we'll find out next week what happens with that. But
what about Uncle Rico?
Yeah, so
that's crazy to me.
Yeah, Greg, Gary, whatever the heck his name is. Yeah, he wants everyone over to the house. What's gonna happen there? It's like it's really building up to something crazy. Who's gonna end up being the one that was shooting the gun? You know, I've seen a bunch of theories on that.
I have a feeling it's gonna be the Thai security guard or something random.
Just like going off shooting.
I don't like his story has to play into it, right? Like what goes on with his story?
Yeah, well,
it's gonna be something with those robbers. Remember the jewelry? Something's connected with that.
Well, I saw a rumor that the robbers were the Russians. It was Valentin and his boy and his buddies.
Okay.
Like an inside job type thing. I saw
that.
That
would make sense.
I saw a rumor that it was whoever is shooting the gun at the end. It's like one of the monkeys. You know, it's like the monkeys on premise. Like one of the monkeys gets it and just starts shooting. Seeing all types of crazy rumors.
The show is really well done. Every season so it like gets crazy and crazier. And the brothers, that was so weird.
Oh, that was so awkward. So awkward. Like I think he's great, the Schwarzenegger kid. He's like he's really good. Like
good actor.
He is. Like I am the drug. Like he's I don't know. He's anytime he's on screen. Like there's certain people characters when they're on screen, I'm like locked in.
The whole show is like around the father killing himself, but I think it might be the little son that kills himself.
You think so?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Lachlan
or something. Yeah, Lachlan or something like that. Really? He seems like
Cuz I think he seems
so unsure of himself. He's all like,
"Yeah, like I think his whole thing was like getting his brother's like kind of acceptance." And I feel like he did what he did. Now his brother's like, "This is
what
like,
are you
I
doing?
Want nothing. Yeah, I don't want anything to do with you now. Get away from
you
me.
You ruined my life."
Yeah.
So like I think he's going to off himself or do something stupid.
Yeah, their lives are like ruined forever because of this. I mean, it's fucking like, how do you come back from that?
You can't. He was in the middle of praying at the monastery. And he had the vision like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, what the hell did I do? Yeah. Do you think someone because, you know, obviously there was, you know, the father, you know, he does it and. I was like, oh, he's definitely like dreaming this, right? Like, because at the end of the day, the show is kind of like a dark comedy. Do you think someone will actually off themselves? That's like really dark. That's like really dark. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe not that dark.
Right? Like, I don't know. But that whole family, that North Carolina family, like, I mean, Jesus, like. something really crazy, I guess, has to happen. I don't know.
So what? He's Bernie Madoff, basically, right? He's like a embezzler.
Yeah. I guess they're like a wealth management, have like a wealth management type firm, so to speak, right? It's so funny how he's, you know, when he did almost take his life, he's wearing the Duke shirt. So like everyone on Twitter was like, once Duke gets knocked out, like that picture is
gonna be a meme.
Yeah, it's just gonna be the biggest meme. So that's interesting. I don't know. It's
Buddhism.
What's that? Buddhism.
Buddhism. Tsunami.
Tsunami. I can't believe that the guy who lost the gun, well, not lost the gun, the gun got stolen. I can't believe he found it, like, and everything, like, worked out. I thought he was fucked.
Yeah, the first pick.
That was crazy, right?
Yeah.
First cabinet he opens, boom, right there.
And what's going to happen with him and the singer, the girl, the waitress, whatever.
Right? Like,
whatever. Yeah, something's weird with that. Like, the whole story. I actually hate her. I hate her so much.
She's actually supposed to be like insanely famous.
She's a pop star, rapper, or something.
She's part of some Korean pop group or something.
K-pop's huge.
Yeah, man. K-pop. Yeah, she's like really like, you know, billions of fans. She's like the Taylor Swift of Asia or some bullshit.
Well, I hate her.
Well,
I hate how she's treating my boy. Security guard.
Yeah. I love the girl with the teeth. I just think. I don't know. She's just funny. Like her teeth are just insane. Like I can't believe
she's the only. She's the only like innocent person, I guess.
Right. Yeah, she's like the only good-hearted person. I feel like, like the whole show. Well, I guess
she got. She got bit by a snake.
Yeah. Well, I guess the woman from the Maui White Lotus, with the sun. I guess she's good people. But what's gonna happen with her and Greg?
I hope she doesn't.
Gary?
I hope she doesn't die.
Yeah. You know what's gonna happen? I wonder if he's gonna finally get like killed off, or if he's just gonna be in every season of White Lotus, like just you know.
Yeah, like we might get a season just on his backstory.
Yeah, seriously. How much money did What's Her Face have? That he got, right?
A ton. I forget what it was from, how she got it. Coolidge, but Jennifer Cool, but
I think her father was a developer or something like that, right? Or like something crazy. But like his house is like insane. Like he's just got like that boat is like how much is that boat? That boat's gotta be like at least 2-3 million, right? Maybe more.
Like, oh yeah, more. Easy.
Yeah, more than that.
A yacht.
Yeah, a yacht. Yeah, boat. What am I saying? Yacht. Ridiculous. Like, how much money do you end up getting? But I also hate that that guy who works there who wants to sing or whatever. I forget his name.
Which one? The white guy?
Yeah. What is he like? French or something? Or you know what I'm talking
He's
about?
He's gonna sing. The singer.
Yeah, he's going to sing tomorrow, next episode.
Tomorrow I'm going to sing.
Yeah.
Like, who cares, buddy?
But like that woman, she's trying to say like, yo, that guy Greg is like not who he thinks, you know, killed his wife. He's like, oh.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. He's like, whatever, we don't talk about the guests.
Yeah. Like, what, dude? So, yeah. Oh, man. So many characters.
I don't know what storyline. Like, is it all going to connect? That's what he normally does, right? He normally connects them all.
Yeah.
So,
is like it the same director for everyone?
Yeah. Mike White.
Mike White. Yeah, he was on The Office, right?
I think so. But yeah, he's brilliant.
I mean, he's awesome. Really good storytelling. Yeah. Like to.
Yeah.
Details. He's very good with the details, like foreshadowing, like a little bit. He's very good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so well written. Like so well written, and I think Paul, I think you were saying earlier, like they could do this show for like
forever,
right?
Like, and it seems like it's that type of show, like that actors or actresses are going to want to be on because it's an accolade to be like, oh, I was on, you know, White Lotus. Like it's like a thing that people are going to strive for, so they're going to get very good actors, storylines, and it's probably very expensive to film, but
I mean, it's making so much money, I'm sure, for HBO that they don't care.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm trying to think like where else they can do. I bet they do like Brazil maybe one season, or definitely South America.
Australia?
Australia could be a good one. Definitely. I mean, they did Amsterdam, US already.
No, Amsterdam is not like tropical.
You could do Vegas and have like a casino one.
Yeah, the possibilities are endless. Africa, I could see maybe. Maybe there's some place in Africa. That's like a
resort. Monaco.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many options that they could do. It's, pretty awesome show. So, two more episodes.
That's it.
That's it.
Shit.
Yeah, I know. I remember we thought there was supposed to be 12. Fuck, I would have loved that. We'll take 8.
What's your predictions?
Predictions. So
last year, no one really died, right?
Well, what's her face died? The main person.
Coolidge.
Coolidge.
Last season.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, remember fell off the boat.
Oh, right. Yeah, I mean like the four.
Actually, someone dies. Like someone dies every season because what's his face died in the first season. The guy who ran.
Oh, yeah, what's his name?
Oh, shit, that guy was great. Fuck, I'm blanking on his name now. He was doing all the drugs and stuff.
Oh, the gay like worker.
Yes, guy? Yeah. He was like the head manager.
How did he die again? Windows.
Oh God, something.
I have to rewatch season one.
He got stabbed like by accident, right?
He took a shit in the guy's luggage.
Oh yeah.
And then he got stabbed.
He got stabbed by accident, right?
Right. No, it was like. He thought somebody was breaking in, so he had a knife. What the hell was his name? Looking it up now.
I'd have to go back and see how he died. But yeah, someone dies like every. Someone's gonna die. It's just a matter of who. Obviously, like multiple died last year because all the gay guys on the boat, right? Didn't they all die too?
Yeah, the Armand.
Armand, yes.
Armand,
yeah. That guy was great, Armand. I think he got stabbed. I forget what happened exactly, but yeah, so he died. Coolidge died last year, plus all the gay guys in the boat. So yeah, someone's going to go. I don't know who it's going to be. Could be multiple people.
But no one died on like Aubrey Plaza didn't die. Theo James, like none of those people died.
No.
It's not like a main.
Yeah. I wonder if. Gonna be,
I think it's gonna be that Gary Gregg guy. I feel like they might just, I think it might be his turn to go. Three seasons, I feel like it's gonna be him, because I just can't imagine it being any of the guests, like any of the three girlfriends. No, Walton Goggins' character, his girlfriend. No, I don't think any of the North Carolina family ends up dying, even though it seems that way, right? I just can't imagine. And then who else am I thinking of? The woman from Maui and her son. I don't think so. Who am I forgetting? Maybe Greg Gary's girlfriend. the Canadian because chick.
The beginning of the show, they show the son getting like, what was he? He was in with the therapist or whatever, or no?
Yes. Yep. And then
that's when the shots happen.
The shots start going off. Yeah. Who's gonna die? Maybe it's one of the workers. Maybe it's the security guard. That would be sad. He seems like a good guy. I don't know.
I'm ready.
I really don't see where this is gonna go. So I guess the guy who ends up being who Rick goes to Bangkok to kill, that guy ends up being you ever see you remember in Training Day, he was the guy who had all the money hiding under his floor.
Oh yeah.
That guy. Yeah, that guy. Because I was watching some press thing, and
Sandman,
yes. That actor. I think he ends up being the guy. Because I was watching some press thing and they showed him and I'm like, that guy's not in the show. I was like, oh, he probably ends up being that guy. So
it killed Goggins' father, that whatever.
Yeah, yeah, family. Yeah. Well, so, allegedly. So
allegedly.
Well, yeah, yeah. So what happens there?
I want to go to Thailand now. Also, the intro, I'm vibing with it now.
You like it now? Yeah, I'm yeah. getting.
Well, they played the old one during the episode.
They've been doing that. Yeah, they've been throwing it in, which is nice. Do. Yeah, I guess I like it a little bit. I'm getting used to it.
But it builds up, and it's like I like the artwork. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've been skipping it, but maybe I'll give it a chance. Last two episodes, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Got it.
Yeah. So good. So good. I found out Walton Goggins actually he lives up here near me. I think he lives near your boy Juice. He's in Columbia County somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Hudson area?
Yeah. I want to say he's more towards like the Berkshires, but he's in Columbia County. On YouTube, I'm addicted to YouTube, and like they probably because I watch White Lotus, you know, I was getting served like videos, and there was some like special, like, come see my new home, and it was like Walton Goggins giving a tour of his house in the Hudson Valley.
Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah,
I could see it.
Yeah, so him and his wife and his son just like moved there, they like left it's Hollywood like, and moved there.
It's like the Hamptons.
It's like the Hamptons, yeah. Yeah, Columbia County especially. Just like the whole Hudson Valley is becoming like, a lot of celebrities, a lot of New York City people with money just headed upstate. So, but...
It's a party.
Beautiful country. All right. Anything else on White Lotus? I'm going to be so sad when it's over. Fuck. Damn it.
I know.
Hopefully it just comes back every year, right? I mean... Has it been consecutive years?
They renewed it. They renewed it right away. So I would think, like fall 2026, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully, yeah, next year. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But we got Last of Us is coming back.
Yes. And then, yeah. Good point. Good call. Yeah.
You know.
I need HBO. I need Sunday HBO. I need it.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just makes me look forward to something Sunday night.
It unifies the country. Everybody can enjoy their Sunday night, like Sopranos and all
yeah,
that stuff.
So. Yeah, I feel like we like went away from that. And, you know, yeah. Maybe it's starting to come back a little bit. So
yeah,
yeah. So it's good.
Yep,
it's good. But
Juice, what was your favorite food out there that you had? Because you had a lot of options to pick from.
Ooh, favorite food out there. I mean, that one sushi night was incredible. It was really that good.
Yeah, the picks are amazing.
Yeah. I'd say that. I'll go with that. Mokashi. But you can get whatever you want out there. It's incredible the amount
Disney,
of food that they import in.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Vegas is pretty phenomenal. Gotta get back there.
Yeah.
In a while.
So the Giants play the Raiders this year in Las Vegas. I would like to go to that if I could, if it works out. That'd be fun.
Oh, word.
But the Raiders and the Giants both suck, and the Raiders' ticket, I think, is very expensive, I think, to go to a Raiders game.
I hear it's crazy. Yeah.
All the away fans driving it up.
Are the A's aren't playing there yet, right? Or
No, they're in Sacramento this year.
Oh, that's right, Sacramento.
Minor league field, which is a joke.
Which is, pathetic. So
MLB, what are you doing? And also, the Rays, you really can't blame them because of the hurricane. But their home games are the Yankees spring training complex.
I saw that.
They're playing Steinbrenner Field. It's like,
I know, I saw the picture. It's like home of the, and then they crossed out Yankees and it's Tampa Bay Rays, but the Yankee logo is like above there. It looked like so bizarre.
If you're an owner, that's embarrassing. Like, just move to Montreal. Like, come on.
I know.
Something.
You know what's so funny? They probably still won't be able to fill up Steinbrenner Field.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So when do the A's go to Vegas, like, officially? Are they building, like, a stadium or something? Like, what's...
I think next year?
So are they building a ballpark? Did you see any construction going on, Juice, when you're out there? Like, of a ballpark or anything? Or...
Not that I noticed, no.
Okay, because Vegas.
But there's always construction over there. There's always going up.
Oh yeah.
Was there new casinos put up since? I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
Not that I noticed. I did see the sphere from the outside.
Sphere. Yeah.
I would like to one day go check that out.
Yes. Same. Vegas is like, I think it's like the fastest growing or biggest growing city or metropolitan area in like the country. It's like crazy the amount of people, especially like Southern California people who are just like, fuck California. I'm going to Vegas, you know, no state income tax. And
I guess they can just keep on building on the desert, right? It just goes on
and
on.
Yeah. You can just keep going. They have like, you know, sprawling suburbs now. Henderson is like a big area, and
right
and beyond.
Reno, is Reno close?
Nah, Reno's way far. It's like the complete other side of the state. It's like northern. Yeah, it's like northern Nevada. But like between Reno and Vegas, it's like literally nothing. I think it's just like just desert.
It's just desert. Yeah,
spooky. I would not want to be on a road at like late night like that, man.
Flying over it is insane because it's just red rock.
Red Rock Mountains. And the Rockies. That's driving from LA to Vegas that time, both times, it's like...
You did it, right?
Yeah, at nighttime is like literally nothing. You can't see shit. And then during the day, it's like, it's just, everything's just like red rock. And then eventually, you know, you'll pass by like a little like something and it's like so creepy. It's like the hills have eyes, you know? Like, who the fuck lives there? Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's some weird shit.
Yeah, yeah. Scary, scary world out there. So, yeah.
What else? It wasn't that hot, right, Juice? It was like 60s?
75.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, definitely you could go in the pool because the pool was probably warm, right? It was heated.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, yeah, I gotta imagine. So that's good.
Las Vegas, and happy belated birthday.
Oh, yeah, happy belated, yeah. So yeah, you
thank
had a great,
you.
Great
thank
birthday.
You guys.
Yeah.
21.
22. Nice. That's sick.
Almost 40. Next one's 40.
Oh yeah. I'm there already.
Like me, this year, and then Juice, and Does it feel weird turning 40, Tone, or no? Is it the same?
It's weird to say I'm 40. But like I didn't do like a huge celebration or anything, so it was like whatever. But like to actually like say like, oh, I'm 40, it's like it does
I know.
Feel weird.
Yeah.
When I'm 40, I want to start living a healthy lifestyle. So I think I'll stop rooting for the Knicks and Giants.
There you go.
Oh man.
Stop drinking, stop gambling, what else?
I think rooting for the Giants is more unhealthy than,
than
those
things.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, all right, guys. Anything else we didn't get to?
What? When's our next one?
Good question. So I guess
maybe after the national championship, and then we can see.
Oh
where
yeah,
because the...
yeah, because
NBA playoff? Playoff preview. Yeah.
Well, this weekend is Sweet 16, Elite Eight. Then the
correct.
Following weekend is the Final Four, and then that Monday. The championship. So yeah, so then we could just that Tuesday.
I would assume that there's like maybe like a couple more games for NBA, but yeah, I'm sure like the seeds will be locked up. The matchups should be pretty close to being locked up.
Yeah, we could recap the rest of the tournament, preview the NBA playoffs. We'll be close to the draft, so there'll be plenty to discuss. It's also the Kentucky Derby preps have been going on. If you guys are interested in that, but.
That's starting to get close.
All the prep races, we're almost a month away from the first Saturday in May. So,
wow,
yeah, man,
it's already April.
Crazy,
time flies. So, it's time to do Christmas shopping soon already again.
Easter, you know.
Oh yeah. Bunnies, how you doing?
Easter, because like what you know, now having like a kid, it's like Easter's like a like kind of like a thing again.
It's a big thing.
Yeah, yeah. She thinks, you know, it's more presents and chocolate and you know.
Juice.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Nephew, champion, Rockland County.
Oh yeah. Shout out to St. Anthony's. Let's go.
St. Anthony's.
Rockland County.
Keeping the tradition alive.
Hell yeah. That's awesome. What a thrill.
Did they play the States yet, or is that over?
No, it's over. That's it. I think when they get older, they can play the States. I think that's 7th and 8th grade.
7th and 8th grade, yeah. Yeah.
No, we played in 5th grade. You could do 5th grade.
Oh, wow. They must have changed that.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe they changed it because they're done now.
Huh.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Maybe there's not as many
teams
now?
Possible.
Did a bunch of churches just say, we're not doing it? Like, we're not doing CYO anymore?
A lot of parishes.
Parishes?
A lot of them shut down. Yeah, there are, like, a lot that shut down.
Jeez.
Not around here, but, like, I'm sure in other
areas. Yeah. Right? Damn. This country. You know? This country needs Jesus.
Yeah.
And on that note, I just want to say, the horse is prepared for battle, but victory comes from the Lord. That's a quote from Jameis pregame versus Steelers.
Oh, my God. The quotes you're going to get from Jameis and Russ, it's going to be epic.
Can't wait.
Was he eating his fingers during that quote? Was that day or no?
He's great. Oh, man, I can't wait. Yeah. I hope he beats out Russ.
Giants are going to be fun. Gonna be fun.
I think Neighbors is gonna have like 2,000 yards. They're just gonna throw him the ball every time.
I remember that speech. He was just like, "I am just so grateful to be playing in Cleveland, Ohio, in the snow." That's all he. We're like, "All right, James."
That was his best game, right? That was that Thursday night they beat the Steelers.
Right? Yeah,
the snow game. Yeah, yep. That was fun.
He like ran one in for a time. He ran one in.
That was fun. Yeah. Absolutely. So
legendary.
Yep. Yep. So alrighty. I think we said it all.
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right, man.
Take care. Peace. Comb your hair.
Peace.